Chapter 38. The apartment building where George, Marjorie, and Ron lived was shaped like a U with a center court entrance. There were shrubs that grew on a dirt island and along the inner sides of the building. There was a backyard, but it was dingy and littered with broken glass, and very little grew there. But next door was a vacant lot where someone had planted grass at one time. Then a Baptist church bought it and mowed the grass. Now it was a perfect football field. Ron played with guys that he met from the boys' club. It was before he had ever experienced an injury, and the game showed him at his best. He played with abandon and fury. They would have games until it was too dark to see, and they would wander home, tired, spent, and dirty. Tina Pileski used to watch them from the window in her room, and when she saw that the game was breaking up, she would comb her hair out and run downstairs to be sitting on the steps when Ron came home. "Hi, Ronnie."
"Hi, Tina."
"Was it a good game?"
"Yeah."
"Ronnie, would you do me a favor?"
"Sure, if I can."
"There's a place in the backyard that frightens me. Would you take me there?"
"Why?"
"So I won't be frightened of it anymore." They got up and walked around the side of the building and then opened the low chain-link fence that led into the backyard. Tina reached out for Ron's hand and he took it. As they went along the concrete pathway, a window opened.
"Tina Pileski, I told you that the next time I caught you back there with a boy after dark that I was telling your mother. And that's exactly what I'm going to do."
Tina whispered, "Oh, shit," to Ron, and then called out, "Mrs. Kresge, we weren't doing anything. We were just going in the back way."
"Don't give me that nonsense, Tina. You're a little liar. Does that boy even live in this building?"
"Hello, Mrs. Kresge. It's Ronald Tuck."
"Ronald, your mother is going to hear about this."
"Hear about what?"
"Tina asked me if I would show her something."
"I'll bet she did,"
Tina whispered. "I'd love to see it."
Ron blushed. "We're leaving, Mrs. Kresge. Nothing to worry about."
They both heard the window slam down.
"Would you show it to me sometime, Ronnie?"
Ron blushed again.
"I'll bet it gets really hard and big."
"We better go inside," said Ron.
That night, Ron lay in his bed, masturbating to Tina's words over and over again. He would hear them in his head, like a record that was stuck in a groove, saying, "I'll bet it gets really hard and big." It was the first time a girl had ever said anything like that to him ever before.